A Philadelphia jury this Monday morning is scheduled to start a fourth full day of deliberations in the case of a Philadelphia abortion provider charged with multiple counts of murder. Kermit Gosnell is charged with killing four babies which were born alive at his clinic in West Philadelphia. He is also charged in the 2009 overdose death of a patient. The trial has put a spotlight on some of the gruesome practices used in late-term abortion, which is legal in the United States. However, the story has largely been ignored in the national media. The Archbishop of Philadelphia, Charles Chaput, spoke with us about the case.
The Gosnell case has been in the news here in Philadelphia in a very public and active way for a long time. And I was quite surprised when I began to hear comments from people outside of the Philadelphia area that the media was very quiet about it elsewhere, and apparently has been. I wouldn't have known that, though, because here in Philadelphia it's been in the newspaper almost daily, and it's certainly been on the television as well. It is a major case. It shows what happens when the coarseness that develops because of easily available abortion. People become desensitized, not only those of us who read about it, but apparently doctors and nurses and others who perform abortions. After a while, we begin to disrespect human life in ways that are just shockingly coarse. And that's what happened here. You know, there was they were treating the babies from the womb as though they were pieces of trash, actually. I think anybody who knows what went on there is emotionally deeply disturbed by it. But it's a consequence of the fact that we have a growing culture of disrespect for human life as a result of the decision of the Supreme Court here. It was many years ago.
Catholics are often the ones who are addressing moral issues in the public sphere, and yet we always say that this is not simply an issue for people who are religious, but for the whole community. Can you speak about how this impacts the wider society and why not just Catholics, but other people as well should be concerned about what's going on here?
Well, I think that people who have no religious inclinations at all are shocked by the horrible things that happened in Dr. Gosnell's clinic. You know, even if you don't believe in the existence of a human soul and eternal life, just the disregard for humanity that was present was really quite shocking. I think, you know, when the Catholic Church brings these issues to the broader public outside the church, it's important that we discuss these issues not from a scriptural point of view or a theological point of view, but just basic human dignity point of view. And if we can treat unborn children this way, it means we're capable of treating born human beings this way, and the elderly this way. Unless there's a deep, profound respect for human life at all levels, people will see a gradual disintegration of respect for human life at all. And that's what's so clearly obvious from the Gosnell case.
Now, some people might say that the case of this one abortionist in Philadelphia is maybe a radical, something outside the norm, that most places are not like this. Does this case, admittedly a particularly horrific example of absolute disregard for babies and also their mothers and the women who came to the clinic, but does this speak to larger issues in society about abortion, about the way that we care for women, and about the way that we treat other human beings?
You know, those who favor abortions are using the Gosnell case as an example of why we have to have broader access so that these kind of terrible, dirty abortion clinics won't exist. And say the reason they do exist is because of laws limiting abortion. Well, that's nonsense. What happened here is clearly a result of cultural change in the United States, where unborn children are treated carelessly and cruelly and horribly disrespectful kind of way. I think it's important for people to be honest about these things. And this isn't the only example. Recently, Lila Rose, in her efforts to expose the abortion industry, has pointed out several other clinics around the country where the same kind of attitude towards unborn human life exists. You know, the kind of abortions that have actually been approved in some states, late-term abortions, always end in a deliberate act of killing the child halfway outside its mother's womb. So this isn't an exceptional case. It's terribly graphic, but even if you clean it up a bit, it's still terribly wrong, and it's obviously terribly wrong.
And finally, Archbishop, for many people, you know, this case may have brought to light some of the horrifying reality of what abortion is and does, and it perhaps has awakened some consciences. What would you say to people who maybe are looking at the issue for the first time and seeing this issue in terms of the Gosnell case? How can they respond to that? How can they act in the public sphere to work to end abortion generally and to end this kind of contempt for human life, for women and for children?
There seems to be a growing number of people in our country who oppose abortion. At least some of the statistics seem to demonstrate that. I think the younger generation has sometimes come to realize what it means, and that's a wonderful development to see. What can you do about it? Well, you know, in our country, at one time, the Supreme Court approved slavery, and because of the persistence of people who saw it as the terrible crime that it is, our country was able to change, and the Supreme Court decision was overridden. And I just hope the same thing happens regarding abortion. We'll never stop, you know, trying to bring this issue up so that people pay attention to it. And with God's help, I'm sure we'll succeed someday in convincing our fellow citizens that this just can't be.
And Archbishop, I do actually have one more question for you, because you alluded to it before. A big part of the reason that the Gosnell case actually did make it into the news is because a lot of people have been commenting that outside of the Philadelphia area, a trial that would normally be a huge ratings news story was not covered. Do you see the lack of coverage at the national level as evidence of a broader cultural issue?
Well, it does seem like the national media have been eager to ignore the story. And it's the kind of story that would ordinarily appeal to them. You know, it's about government not paying attention to the kind of things it needs to do to make sure that the law is being followed. It's kind of salacious, and that appeals to many of the national media. So their resistance to cover it shows a fact that so many involved in the national media favor abortion, and they don't want anything to get in the way with it, so they don't cover stories that are negative. As I said, in Philadelphia, it has been covered very well by the media, and I'm grateful for that. But it is surprising that it hasn't been getting the attention in our country that something like this usually gets.